Yirmiyahu Perek Yud Zayin Pasuk Chav Gimel, wrapping up the Perek, Le'ilu Nishmas Betzalel Tzvi Ben Moshe Yitzchak. So Yirmiyahu just gave the people the startling message that one of your biggest averos is carrying in and out of the city of Yerushalayim on Shabbos, particularly in doing biblical violations of Shabbos, rabbinic violations of Shabbos, v'lo shamu v'lo hitu esazam. And as always, the people didn't listen, and they didn't incline their ears. They don't want to hear it. Vayakshu es arpam, they stiffened their necks. The classic phrase about Klal Yisrael not doing tshuva. Levilti shamoa, so that they would not have to listen, so that they would not hear. They don't want to know about it. Ulevilti kachas musar. Oh, great phrase. And so they would not accept any musar, as we would call it. They wouldn't receive instruction. They wouldn't receive the derech, that you have to have a tradition going way back. That's a huge part of observational Judaism, is to have the Mesorah. They didn't want to hear the Mesorah. They didn't want to be in the Kabbalah, the Mesorah. They are forsaking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they're forsaking HaKadosh Baruch Hu's commandments, and they're forsaking HaKadosh Baruch Hu's holiness. One of the things that always was done on Shabbos is the people were gathered to hear a drasha from the Rav. They don't want to hear that either. Chavdalet v'hoyam shamoa tishma'un eilayinu umashem. If you diligently listen to me, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, quoting from the Torah itself, v'hoyam shamoa. Levilti havi maso b'sha'arei ho'ir hazos b'yom ha'shabbos. So as not to carry burdens in through the gates of the city. Again, the most common thing was to bring into the city on the Sabbath day. And to sanctify the Shabbos by not doing any work on it. This is one of the biggest challenges in American Judaism. I gave a shiur about it on a Friday night on the Shabbos Project week. Lech lecha chayisara. It was an amazing thing to get to do. I was going to talk for 40 minutes and I ended up talking an hour and a quarter and people didn't leave. It was an amazing thing. It was gabaldic. But I was talking about old Jewish diaries in early America where people wrote about how impossible it was to keep Shabbos in the frontier, how much pressure there was not to keep Shabbos in America because it was a business day, the Shabbos. The earliest settlements in America were terribly challenged in the 1600s, 1700s. About keeping Shabbos. And once we got to the massive wave of immigration in the late 1800s, as one of the Rabbanim said who observed it, he said, you know, the Tefillin and Talis went overboard as soon as they got here. They were too heavy. Shabbos certainly was one of the first things that they forsook. Says Yirmiyahu, Shabbos is at the core of everything. I am actually recording this on an Erev Shabbos, so this is pretty inspiring for me. If you listen to me, if you pay attention and you sanctify Shabbos by not doing work, then into the gates of this city will enter the kings and the princes who sit on the throne of David HaMelech, rochvim barechev, uvasusim, who ride on chariots and on horses, hema v'sarehem, they and their nobles, ish Yehuda v'yoshe Yerushalayim, the men of Yehuda, the inhabitants of Yerushalayim, v'yoshva ha'ir hazos le'olam. And this city will endure forever. Malchus David would never be abolished. Yerushalayim would never be destroyed. We got the cure. Just one Shabbos and we'll all be safe. Zakt Mordechai ben David back in the day. Chavav uva'u me'are Yehuda misvivos Yerushalayim u'me'eretz binyamin. And they will come from the cities of Yehuda, from the area around Yerushalayim, from the land of Binyamin, Umin Ashefelo, Umin Hahar, Umin HaNegev, and from the coastal plains, from the mountains, from the Negev, from the desert to the south, Mevi'im Ola V'Zevach U'Mincha Olavona. They will bring Ola offerings that go completely to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Zevachim, Zevach sacrifices where the meat gets eaten, U'Mincha, and meal offerings, flour offerings, Ulavona and the frankincense. These are all the great things that are by the Shulchan and the Mizbeach and the Beis HaMikdash. Umavie Soda Beis Hashem. And they'll bring Karbonos Toda, thanks offerings to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A multitude will throng to Yerushalayim during the weekdays to come and bring all of these Karbonos. Can you imagine? It's a beautiful thing to go to Yerushalayim now. But imagine if we go to Yerushalayim in the middle of a throng of people bringing Karbonos. The mooing would be quite loud. But what a feeling when everybody's coming. The descriptions I have heard from people, I myself went years ago, the Siyum Hashas at City Field, the Siyum Hashas, I went to Nassau Coliseum, and there was another one that first year, the first big one at Madison Square Garden. What a Kiddush Hashem to have everybody coming, everybody on the bus. Million Man March had nothing on an incredible moment of Avodas Hashem. B'tzibur, b'rovam hadras melech. Kav zayin v'im lo sishmu elai. But if you don't listen to sanctify the Shabbos, to Mekadesh HaShabbos, and this has been a challenge for the Jewish people in the modern world for the last several hundred years, if you don't resist the temptation, if you break the Shabbos, like Nebuch, so many hundreds of thousands of Jews felt that they were being forced to do. They had Hashkama Minyanim on Shabbos so that they could all go to work immediately afterwards. You daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you say Shabbos, you say Musaf, Shachris, and then out they went. And this is verified by dozens of diaries. Rabbi Beryl Wine talks about it in Chicago in the 1920s and 30s, how he saw people massively getting onto the commute. Rabbi Victor Miller talks about it in Czechoslovakia. If you don't listen to be Mekadosh the Sabbath day, Vilvilti Se'es Masa, and not carrying burdens, refraining from carrying burdens on Shabbos, and it doesn't even talk about working for a living, doing the other malachos, just carrying. Uvo b'share Yerushalayim b'yom haShabbos, and you keep entering the gates of Yerushalayim on Shabbos. Imagine if Yerushalayim had car traffic everywhere in the neighborhoods right now where it does not. It was an amazing experience for me the last time I was there to take a long walk down Rehov HaMelech George to go see the Rav of my shul who was there in Eretz Yisrael at the same time as me. I went on Shabbos to visit him. Wow, 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 wow. No cars, nobody coming, as they say in Hebrew, wow. Going up the hill, Rehov Strauss, going down the hill. And then you got to the bottom where the hotel was and the old city was, and there were cars and taxis all over the place. And it just broke my concentration. Seeing cars here in Brooklyn on Shabbos is not a big surprise. We're in Galus. Seeing it in Yerushalayim was heartbreaking. This is 3-4 years ago for me. It stuck with me. V'hitzati esh b'shareha. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I will light a fire in its gates. V'achla ar menos Yerushalayim v'lo sichbe. And the palaces of Jerusalem will be consumed, and it will not be put out. It will not be quenched. It will not be eradicated. Shabbos, says the Ma'am Lois, and this pasuk is equivalent to all the mitzvos. It's the first mitzvah given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael, even before Maimed Har Sinai. And the Chazal say we were exiled because we desecrated the Shabbos. Now, usually we think it's the result of Sinas Chinam. The exile to Mitzrayim had to do with his brothers hating him and selling him. Baseless hatred has always existed, but Shabbos was given to us to offset that, says the Ma'am Lois. But when you desecrate it, then there's nothing to prevent the destruction from coming down.